Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we talked about the relative importance of Kenosha and Racine counties in the overall growth of the Milwaukee region. Now we take a more focused look at what kind of development is happening in those localities, starting with Racine. Often viewed as the tweener county, as in it's too far from Milwaukee but not quite close enough to Chicago, Racine has worked hard in the last decade to change its reputation and rebuild its economy. Its approach is at once intensely local, working with municipalities within the county to increase its ability to attract new businesses, and at the same time conceding that it can't do it alone, and therefore reaching out regionally for development partners. Spearheading the effort along with county and local government is the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, which has authored the county's plan for growth and supervised its implementation. Executive Director Gordy Casala tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce that regionalism is the future of development in the corridor.
We've talked about the Chicago-Milwaukee megalopolis for some period of time. And if you look at the corridor and the development patterns that have been occurring over the last 15 to 20 years, that march is already underway. Many areas of Kenosha, in terms of southeastern Wisconsin, have seen the residential commercial development that one could associate with the increasing urbanization of not only urban areas of southeastern Wisconsin, but rural areas as well. The same is true with regard to Milwaukee heading its way south. Areas of Oak Creek, Franklin, and others that have not seen development 20 years ago have certainly seen that kind of development today. Racine County, either fortunately or unfortunately, depending upon your perspective, has been a little late to the ball game in terms of not providing infrastructure to the I-94 corridor until approximately 6 years ago. So it was difficult for either high-density residential or any kind of commercial development to take place within that corridor without those kind of facilities available. When that kind of infrastructure was finally available, we have begun to see that type of development take place. So certainly from my perspective, we're not only witnessing it from throughout the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor, but we're living it every day in Racine County.
Tell me about which actors had to come together to turn the tides in Racine County.
Well, it was an interesting story and one that's a little lengthy for this program, but nevertheless, there was not a sewer and water agreement between the city of Racine and surrounding areas for almost 20 years. And the city of Racine controls the infrastructure with regard to those utilities. Finally, the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission began discussions with the local units of governments east of 94, communities like Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia, and of course the city of Racine, to develop a method by which the city could extend those utilities as required by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and get something in return, because just the payment for the wholesale sewer and water services were not sufficient. And so finally, after about 18 months of negotiations, those local units of governments working with the Regional Planning Commission and engineers were able to come up with an agreement that provides for revenue sharing, or essentially cash, going from those areas where new development is taking place back to the city of Racine. The city of Racine can then use those dollars not only for the expansion of its own infrastructure, but for cultural, recreational, and other types of opportunities to continue its viability over the long as well as short term.
Now, you mentioned regional cooperation. I want to ask, why is having a regional approach to development important, especially for an area like Racine County?
Well, if you look at economic development, the objectives of that type of activity are jobs and tax base. And when you have those types of objectives, it's important to be able to conduct economic development on a variety of different levels, because companies that are either located in your community today or in close proximity to it and are interested in expanding, or those that are being recruited to the area, political subdivisions mean little if not anything to them. What they are interested in locating is a good site with a good facility or building located on it with access to high-quality labor at a cost, an ongoing operating cost, that is cost-efficient. So in many cases, it's important to have multi-county types of activities going on. And let me give you a few examples of that. And again, just to mention, the Milwaukee 7 is the group that's conducting those kinds of regional economic development activities in southeastern Wisconsin. First of all, some economic development activities, marketing, let's say, are just too expensive for one community to conduct on its own. Not only that, but the objective of the marketing is to get someone interested in your area. In a tight area like the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor, if we bring somebody to Racine, they're naturally going to look at areas like Oak Creek, Franklin, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, Walworth counties as well. So it makes sense to share those marketing-related costs with other localities who are going to share in the benefit of those activities. Secondly, the labor force within our area, if the commuter shed, if you will, travels throughout the area. So one of the benefits that is employment of economic development, even if you attract a company to your area, is going to spread throughout the entire region, probably within an hour of the location of that business. So the benefits, again, will be going regionally versus just to the local unit of government. Lastly, in terms of working with existing companies, it's very important to provide for trade associations or industries that are working together for their own benefit. And again, those industries don't stop at political subdivisions. They continue on throughout the region. So, for example, the Milwaukee 7 has been very successful in putting together a food and beverage industry trade group that is working to improve the environment for the existing companies as well as to attract companies here. So if the benefit of economic development is going to be regional, it's important that the expenses or costs associated with it are shared on a regional basis as well.
So if a business settles, say, in Kenosha or South Milwaukee, for example, Racine still might benefit.
Absolutely. And we've seen that with a company called Gordon Foods that attracted about 300 jobs to its new location in Kenosha County. Both Kenosha and Racine County competed for that project. It ended up going to Kenosha County, but they are actively working with not only the Kenosha County Workforce Development Center, but our Workforce Development Center in Racine to attract workers to that location. It is only about 20 minutes, 30 minutes from downtown Racine, so it's natural for our labor force group to travel to that location for employment. The same is true in Racine County. We just attracted an Italian packaging company called Seda North America here that makes paper cups for McDonald's and other retail operations, and they're getting applications from throughout the region.
How do you go about targeting who you want to try to attract to the region and then also perhaps to compete to have them settle in Racine? What are the approaches you take?
Stephanie, there's essentially two schools of thought with regard to the recruitment of business. The first is a targeted industry approach, and that is based upon the aspects of business development that you have in the community, your labor force, the type of buildings you have, the tax structure that you have, would attract a certain type of business, including other businesses that provide inputs to that type of business. Let's just say the chemical industry in Racine County with SC Johnson located there, Diversey and several others. We see many companies that are related to the chemical industry having an interest in locating in Racine County. Another are the medical instruments industry with the Medical College of Wisconsin. St. Luke's is a major heart hospital. Our manufacturing experience in Racine County has resulted in many medical instruments manufacturers locating within our community. So it would make sense for us to try to recruit additional medical instrument manufacturers to our area. That's an industry approach. The second approach that many economic developers believe is important is a geographic one. That is southeastern Wisconsin makes sense from a geographic perspective based upon a whole range of criteria to businesses from other geographic areas. Certainly, the state of Wisconsin believes that given the tax changes in Illinois, that many Illinois businesses are going to be interested in relocating to Wisconsin because of our cost structure. And in fact, Kenosha County and to some degree Racine and Walworth County have seen that kind of migration of companies into Racine in the past. Some of that has been due to the cost of land and buildings. Other has been due to the cost of electrical power within Wisconsin versus that which companies see in Illinois. So the geographic targets are also one that's important, especially in the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor. An interesting aspect of that geographic targeting lately has been what we call foreign direct investment, or FDI. European companies, because of the global economy, are now very interested in establishing locations in the U.S., just like our companies are interested in establishing locations overseas. As a result, and again, another regional activity, the Milwaukee 7 organized a delegation of not politicians, but economic development practitioners from southeastern Wisconsin that visited Germany for 10 years ago earlier in May. And the purpose of that was to attend one of the largest manufacturing trade shows in the world, the Hannover Messe trade show. 7 full football fields of manufacturers that were exhibiting their products and services to the rest of the world. So we were able to establish, and when I say we, it's regional representatives, not just Racine County, 32 different companies that had an interest in the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor. So that geographic representation from a worldwide economy perspective also made a lot of sense for us.
So say you're successful as a region in attracting the interest of a European company, for example. Then how do you balance that regional approach with ultimately wanting them to settle down within Racine County?
Well, first of all, I think that any company that is interested in us from a North American headquarters perspective from Europe is going to do its very best to choose 2 or 3 different counties that meets its needs relative to land, labor, and other costs associated with producing products or services. After they do that, it's up to the local unit of government to try to put in place the absolute best package they can in terms of attracting the company to that community. And in many cases, local tools like tax increment financing play an important role there. So villages and cities many times have an advantage because they can offer a company incentives that cannot be provided in more rural areas. And so the whole idea of incentive packages are very important to companies these days. It is one of the most important items that have been mentioned by the International Economic Development Council as a factor in industry location. So after a company chooses, let's say, Racine and Kenosha, as many companies have as potential locations, we'll work with our independent local units of governments to try to put together the best incentive package possible from a local perspective. The thing we don't have to worry about is the state perspective. The state of Wisconsin, through its Department of Commerce, has taken the position that no matter where a company locates in Wisconsin, they'll receive the same incentive, whether it would be, in my example, in either Racine or Kenosha.
Do you feel like Racine has been able to offer as strong of incentives as its surrounding areas?
It comes down to the policy of that local unit of government and to what degree they want to offer incentives to a company. I think some local units of governments have taken the perspective that any type of development is good. And that's fine. I think that's not a bad policy. It's a decision they've made that any kinds of jobs, no matter what wage they're at, no matter the quality of those jobs, from the tasks that are required to complete them are good jobs. In Racine County, we have found our local units of governments are concerned with family-sustaining wages. So I think that you're going to see our local units of governments responding much better to a company that's going to be paying what we're calling family-sustaining wages, or at least the average for the area, than they would if those wages were under that wage level for the region. So I think we've been shown in the past to be very competitive with other locations in southeastern Wisconsin as well as northern Illinois because of being late to the game in terms of sewer and water to the interstate. Some of our land and building costs are in fact less because there's simply more of that land available than in some of our competing locations. So in terms of land costs, we're always very competitive, if not a little more competitive than our surrounding communities.
Well, what would you say is the next step for the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to take to foster even more economic development?
I think it's a very interesting scenario that we have there today in terms of future economic development. What our employers tell us is that we're in a unique scenario wherein we have the opportunity for growth, but at the same time, jobs are going unfilled in technical occupations especially. That is occurring at the same time we have a high unemployment rate. In the city of Racine, the unemployment rate is 13.4%. That's 5,000 unemployed individuals. What many individuals have found that over the last decade is that the necessary requirements for positions by employers no longer match the qualifications they have. So it is very difficult, especially for older workers and those workers who don't have suitable education, even a high school education, to meet the needs of employers today. So if we're going to lower the unemployment rate, continue to recruit and retain businesses in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to have to depend upon our technical colleges, our K-12 educational systems, and our universities to be able to continue to train the individuals for the jobs that are out there and, in many cases, retrain them. And then our most difficult task is going to be working with those labor force subgroups that don't have the appropriate education or training to enter the labor force for the first time. Economic development is easy. Workforce development, very, very difficult thing to do.
Well, Gordy Casala, we'll have to have you back in again as you target this issue.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be with you today.
Gordy Casala is the executive director of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. He's held the position for 21 years. He previously served as the chief of the Economic Development Planning Division of the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission for 10 years. He spoke with Stephanie Lecce as part of our Project Milwaukee Southern Connection series. Keep listening. In just a moment, we'll go a little further south and talk about the pitch Kenosha makes to businesses on the fence between Wisconsin and Illinois. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.